Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on Campus Radio, Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, August the 15th. And you're listening to me, Paul Andrews.
I'm laughing.
Oh, she's mucked it up already.
That was so professional.
I know, and you mucked it up.
I'm so sorry. And me, bird. Hello.
No, it's too late now.
That was too late now. Funny. But I wasn't expecting that. Well, Morecambe and Wise. I was like, yeah.
Got it, nailed it. And then you fell about laughing.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right, Ernie.
How are you?
Now? I'm all right, my love. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well.
You're looking good, actually.
Thank you. I've got lip. Don't you dare say anything.
No. I wouldn't.
He will.
I wouldn't.
Okay, good.
I'm not going to mention it at all.
Good.
I'm not going to mention the fact that I'm looking at Bird right now and she's got a little patch on her chest of tan.
Yeah, but this is called training.
Oh, is it?
This is called training.
I watched your video this morning.
Did you? What do you think?
Yeah. No romance, you said it was cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, don't be romantic.
Yeah.
Don't be romantic. Go back to basics. Go back to your foundations.
Yeah.
People think, oh, I'm too, you know, I don't need to do that anymore. Yes, you do. Mm. You always need to go back to basics.
It's always about basics.
Always.
Basics 101.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How are you?
Yeah, okay. And some of the basics that you ought to remember is to put some cream on.
Anyway.
You got a little bit burnt there, didn't you?
No, I don't get burnt.
Oh,
this is just literally weathered. I'm weathered.
You're weathered.
I am weathered.
You're weathered. Well, you're from Plymouth, aren't you?
Did you hear me this morning say, hello, my lovers? Oh, my goodness. That's so unprofessional.
Absolutely. That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's brilliant. We had loads of feedback on the pre-show show, by the way.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, people like to hear you ranting.
Is it?
They really do.
That's just as well, really, isn't it? Because I do quite a bit of ranting these days. It's my age.
No, I don't think so. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Do you know it's my birthday next week?
Tell us.
I thought I'd just mention it.
Thank you.
On the show next week.
I know. I'm not in.
I know.
You've got the Marvellous Martin.
I've got Marvellous Martin doing it. He better bring me cake.
He will, surely.
Yeah.
Anything planned?
Not next week, no. Well, Amanda and I are going out with my oldest son and his wife for dinner on Tuesday night.
Oh, that's nice. That's all grown up, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So, and then we're having a bit of a barbecue the following weekend, as you know.
I know, I'm coming.
Because you and Louis are coming, aren't
you? Louis's going to bring his guitar and he's going to sing and play.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, so we're looking forward to that. Good. All good stuff.
What's going on in the business world?
Well, there's lots happening, lots going on, and we've got some interesting people to talk to today, although a lot of them aren't in the studio for a change.
Yeah.
We've got a nice, relaxed, chilled studio with lots of space, haven't we?
I'm going to tell you
what we've got in the studio here. We've got our studio guest, Mr. Mark Goldfinch, who we're really looking forward to talking to.
Hello.
Hello, Mark. But we're also joined by Ishmael, and Ishmael is a student at the University of Kent, and he's a journalism student, very intermediate. He's been doing some work on TV and radio, and he wanted to come along and see how not to do it with us.
He's professional, though. He's like, oh,
he's a real pro, isn't he?
I'm only year three. And there he is. He's got his own radio show. He's got his TV show.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? So as he's so good, we're going to blag him to come on the microphones and talk to us in a minute as well, which will be good. So we're looking forward to that. And then we've got a couple of really interesting guests that are going to join us on the phone. I'd like to say a big thank you to today's show sponsors. And we have dual sponsors for today's show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who are they?
We have the fantastic Creative Motion, who are video producers and filmmakers. And a big thank you to Justin and the team at Creative Motion. And we're also sponsored today by CourierBid. And CourierBid is an app, a website for getting your parcels and things delivered in the most expedient and lowest or most cost-effective way. And at the moment, they're crowdfunding. For the startup, through Leo Crowdfunding. So do check all of that out. You can follow them both on the Twitter, Creative Motion on the Twitter, and CourierBid.
Do they just do parcels, or could they move a piano?
I'm sure they could move a piano.
I know that sounds really silly.
Have you got one blocking you?
No, we want a piano to come in the house for Louis.
Right.
And he's got his own piano, but that's going down to Brighton because my son's just got into the British Institute of Music, so he's going down to Brighton. Mm. And we've got a new piano coming. And do you know what? The hassle and how expensive it is to move a piano. So if you want to come and move my piano, I can give you the highest profile. Give us a shout.
They were on the show 2 weeks ago. Yeah, they were. Really interested.
I'm sure they can.
So anybody want to move my piano, give us a shout.
Isn't it funny about moving and pianos? Some of the greatest comedy involves moving pianos.
I know.
Yeah. Because you had
to do it really carefully.
Laurel and Hardy had the huge piano thing. Yeah. And there was also the have a cup of tea thing. You know, Charlie and me said, have a cup of tea and then we'll go home. They were trying to shift the piano upstairs as well.
Bernard Cribbins.
That's it. That's the one. You got it. Well, there you go.
Me-ish.
Before your time.
No idea.
Yeah. She's trying to be all young. She's trying to be all hard. I understood the Laurel and Hardy reference.
I understood that. I was going to interject, but you're on the roll, so I let you do it.
Yeah. No idea what he's talking about.
I know, if we're on the subject, I think it's the two Ronnies, not Eric and Morgan, when you do the links between you.
Is it?
It's the two Ronnies.
It's the two Ronnies. We've got it wrong, Paul. We've got it wrong.
Was it two Ronnies?
It's the two Ronnies.
Not Eric and Ernie.
And it's a goodbye from him.
Okay. That's why she messed it up, wasn't it? It wasn't Eric and Ernie.
So what is new in business? What have you been doing this week? What do we need to put into our businesses, our action?
What have I been doing this week? It's only Tuesday, so I haven't done a lot.
Well, you and I had a really good meeting.
We did, yeah. We had a bit of a confab and got together, didn't we? We wanted to look at where we were going with the Bunker Show and how it was. And, you know, after 9 years of doing this, we've made changes in the past, obviously, because we moved it 4 or 5 years ago from an hour to 2 hours. We've tinkered with it a little bit. We haven't made major changes, but we tinkered with the format a bit, haven't we? We decided to move the Federation of Small Business News Roundup into a better time slot.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that just before the 1 o'clock news from now on. And we're basically, because we get so many tweets and then we get so many emails that are far too long for us to read out, we're going to focus slightly more on the tweets. So we'd like you to tweet us more so that we can interact. I mean, you don't need to tweet us more because we get... I've just added it up, actually.
How many have we got?
We've got 1,433,009,010,000
Wow. We're all over it today.
Yeah, so it wasn't too bad today. But what we'd like to do is interact you more rather than just read your tweets, you know, just discuss the kind of things that you're tweeting us.
Because we get so much feedback as well. We're noticing this, aren't we? That actually people want a shout out. We then give them a shout out and they start a conversation with us online. So we can actually engage with that and do the email. So, and this is something that I love to do is keep on adjusting in your own business, looking at the business, right? How can I adjust it? Where am I going? What's the outcome? And you need people around you to actually sometimes help you move through that process as well. So that's what we did. So it's really good.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're looking for it. So it's not a major change. So we're just looking at upping the level of our game.
Don't need to be major changes. No, they just need to be tiny, small, incremental gains.
Incremental changes. Yeah. So they don't even notice. If we hadn't mentioned it, they wouldn't even know.
Check us out trying to be all professional.
Yeah, I know.
Are you sure this isn't just to save Bird from reading all those very long emails?
It is, actually. He nailed it. He really does know his stuff, doesn't he? He's not messing about, this lad.
He's been listening.
Yeah. Because she moans at me every week about the length of the emails.
Oh, okay. They're really long.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
How on earth do you make that look exciting?
It's not yellow, though.
Yeah.
No. You did give me a yellow one as well.
But I've edited that down. That's the problem.
But they're not too bad today-ish.
I've tried.
This is good.
And I'll tell you what, I'm going to start with one.
Go for it.
And this is a charity ball. And it's not happening until the 3rd of November, so there's lots of time for you to save up for this. And it's £40 a head or £35 per person for a table of 10. And they're raising money for Tree of Hope. And it's going to take place at the Grover Casino, that's at Westwood Cross at Broadstairs. And it's being organised by the recruitment people. So that's a charity ball, Friday the 3rd of November, raising money for the Tree of Hope. And it's taking place at the Grover Casino, Westwood Cross. If you want to find out more, if you want to book your table, if you want to buy a ticket, if you email team@recruitment-people.co.uk, I'll give you that again. So it's team@recruitment-people.co.uk, or you can call them on 01227 656 557. That's 01227 656 557. That's a charity ball on Friday, the 3rd of November, in aid of the Tree of Hope.
LinkedIn for Business. Using LinkedIn is a fantastic way of growing your customers and your business, giving you a huge competitive advantage. If you are not using it to its full potential, you're missing out I don't know anybody who isn't. If I'm really honest, do you know anybody who isn't using LinkedIn?
I'm not.
Oh, there we go.
You've got one here.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really interesting.
Because, start today.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do have an intention to do it. I just unfortunately haven't done it.
Go on.
I have a real problem with LinkedIn. It drives me nuts. It is so bug-ridden. It is unbelievable. There are so many things that don't work half the time on LinkedIn. And I've given up emailing them and saying. Because
really?
they send me fixed numbers. I've had a fixed number now for 4 years. And and once a year I email them and go, is it fixed? And I go, no, we're still working on it.
Really?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
I don't do too much. I've got to say I'm on there, but I don't use it. Facebook is my platform.
I manage a group on LinkedIn, imaginatively called Kent.
Oh.
Okay.
Just Kent.
Just Kent. It's just called Kent. Yeah.
What does it do?
They're Kent business owners, and there are 7,000 members.
I've not been asked.
There's 7,000 members on it.
Mark, have you been asked?
And
are you in this group?
I'm not telling you.
He wouldn't dare. He's sitting next to you. You're punching. But the problem is that LinkedIn keep changing the group functions and the group admin and everything. Every couple of months, they change the whole thing. And people just get fed up with it eventually and wander away. It's a pain.
Anyway, let's get back to this email. Using LinkedIn is a fantastic way of growing your customers. If you're not using it to its full potential, you're missing out on the huge benefits. So now is the time to generate more business and be the expert, and the business will come to you. So Thursday, the 14th of September, 9:30 till 12:30, Churchill Square Business Centre, Kings Hill, West Malling. They've got a great workshop. Get along to it, www.workshopskent.co.uk/.
Yeah, it's presented by the lovely Jade Pluck, and I ought to really go on it, didn't I, really?
Jade Pluck is, and she's also doing Grow Kent.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Right, I've got a tweet from Andrew Knott of the FSB who says, Vanillaware Bird, Business Bunker, don't delay, join today the Federation of Small Business. Simple as that. Give him a follow on the Twitter, A-Knott20, A-K-N-O-T-T, 20, Andrew Knott, FSB, Membership Advisor for the Kent area.
He helped me earlier this year when I joined.
He did, didn't he? Yeah.
But also, he helped me get into the slope off Fridays as well.
Oh.
Well,
there's always a great Jules Sirkin.
There's always a drawback.
Mark, we've still never been.
And I've never been to a slope off, and I'm never going.
It's good food. No. That's a business.
No, I know Jules. So just don't.
You do. Yes.
Don't worry about this. I am not going to slope off Friday or any other Friday that she's doing.
See, look, people are loving our Morecambe and Wise thing. Morecambe and Wise, Denise Wilton, # B Bunker, Morecambe and Wise, # fail. Listening in live, good luck. Big cake needed next week, Martin Paul White. She's giving him a big shout out there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Right. I want to tell you about something else that's happening on the 29th of September. It's the Gorillas and Gowns Charity Fashion Show, and it's taking place at the Port Lim Hotel in Lim. That's on the Port Lim Reserve. It's on Friday the 29th of September. It's from 6:30 p.m. till 11:30 p.m. And they're raising funds to support the Aspinall Foundation for work with gorillas in the Congo. It's hosted by Amanda Flanders of Butterflies and Dreams Events and Paul Andrews of the Business Bunker Show. Oh, that'll be me then. In collaboration...
Are you emceeing it?
Are you emceeing? I'm the MC, yeah.
Oh, that's surprising. Yeah.
In collaboration with photographer Jane Mucklow and fashion designers Caroline Bruce and 12-year-old... Josh Bartfield Burt Jones.
He's
12 years old.
He's amazing.
He's a fashion designer. There's not messing about. He actually is a fashion designer for top ladies' fashions at age 12.
He goes from the boardroom to evening out, so yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Guests will be welcomed with a glass of bubbly and canapes in the stunning setting of the main house before moving to the Aspinall suite for the fashion show, a deluxe buffet and a live auction. Everyone is guaranteed an evening of fun and entertainment with a chance to view and purchase some exquisite pieces of clothing. Then later in the evening, pledge to win some amazing auction prizes, all in aid of an extremely worthy cause. Some of the prizes already up for auction are an evening dress donated by New York fashion designer Fouad Sarkis, a picture donated by the renowned artist Nick Vasey, the X-ray man, a designer chair donated by Felicity Randolph of Cheeky Chairs, a VIP pass to any West Ham United home football game with access to the director's box donated by David Sullivan. A luxury villa. A luxury villa in Turkey for a week, donated by
Jim
Larkin.
Nice.
Yeah. A bespoke stay in the Port Lim Hotel with dinner and a dusk private safari. A stay in a treehouse accommodation with a dusk safari and champagne breakfast. And a bespoke AAA safari for 10 with feeding of the animals. And there are lots more great pledges. So it's only £45 a person. Every single penny is going to the Aspinall Foundation. There's also the opportunity to have a VIP table. You need a table of 10. And on that, you get a front row table at the fashion show. Plus, you also get wine and nibbles on the table. And that's for a table of 10. That's a VIP table. So do give them a follow on the Twitter at GG Charity FS. That's GG Charity FS. If you want to book your ticket to come along, butterfliesanddreamsevents.co.uk/gorillas-gowns. butterfliesanddreamsevents.co.uk/gorillas-gowns. Or follow them on the Twitter, GG Charity FS. You better be there because I'm going to be checking.
What, me?
Or everyone. Everyone better be there. Yeah. Everyone better be there. It's going to be a fabulous night. There are only a small amount, a reserved amount of tickets because obviously it's a pretty exclusive place. So get your tickets booked because it's going to be a fabulous evening.
Okay, awesome,
so
pledges.
Yeah,
and great, for sure. Great course as well.
Yeah.
For sure. Stephen Connor, please give me a shout out, Vanilla Web and hashtag BeBunker. It's no longer a pipe dream. I can now broker commercial water bills.
There you go. Well done, Stephen.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice one.
And here you go, Mark. So slope off Friday, scrumptious menu. I love the way they've brought the food in now.
Yeah,
the next one's at the back at Ramsgate at the Empire Room, and that is a very, very nice venue.
And this is on the 1st of September. So, yeah. Like Mark said, the food seems to be taking over anything else, which is nice.
Absolutely. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Let's do it.
Some tunage. Here we go.
All night long. All night long. Yeah. Right, time for work. I'm off to Channel Facilities Management. Oh, didn't I say? I don't work for them. What I mean is, I don't start work without them. Channel Facilities Management is where local businesses go for no-hassle, peace-of-mind commercial cleaning, security, janitorial supplies and facilities management. Operating a safe, green and eco-friendly service with no chemicals used. Channel Facilities Management. Don't start work without them. Just call 0800 612 4415 or visit channelfm.co.uk.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business conference worth visiting. The Grow Kent Annual Conference, November the 30th at the Ashford International Hotel. Get tickets at growkent.co.uk.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. Hopefully we're joined on the phone now by Mr. An Pham Vu. Am, are you there? Hello? Hello? Oh, we've lost him. Oh, what a shame. I'll tell you what, will you like to read an email and I'll get him back on the phone.
Are you based in the borough of Ashford? Why not register for the business awards? Oh my gosh, this is, I hope I can, I don't know if we're allowed to do it if we're not in Ashford. That's always the funniest thing. So the awards dinner takes place on November the 30th at Ashford International Hotel. And for more details and how to enter, go to www.businessawardskent.co.uk. And that takes us on to Kenwood Trust Conference Centre, and that's based in Yolding. It's set in 15 acres of beautiful parkland and offers businesses, organisations and clubs and stunning countryside to enjoy whilst you're in your meeting, conference or activity. Now, there are two newly refurbished rooms available to cater for all types of meetings. So full AV system available, which is so important now. On site is a new cafe, so get yourself over to this. That's the Kenwood Conference Centre. .co.uk for more details.
Cool. Thank you for that. Hopefully we've got Anne back on the phone now. Hello, Anne. Hello, are you there?
Love live radio.
Hello. Hello. Nope. Read
it's
another one.
It's interesting, isn't it? It's interesting. So your invitation to meet new customers at our open day, one of the biggest opportunities for business across the world to introduce themselves.
Listen.
Are you there now, Anne? Hello?
To potential customers, the Wealden Business Group Open Day will be held at the Little Silver Country Hotel. So you can pop along, Mr. Andrews, because it's directly opposite you. And that's in Tenterden at 7 a.m. in the morning on 6th of September. Now, I've spoken at this. This is a great... We were just talking, weren't we, Mark, about networking and network meetings. And I've spoken at this. It's a great business meeting to go along to. So the invitation is extended to all owners and managers of SMEs, so small to medium-sized businesses in the area, and includes a complement, blah, 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 a complimentary full English breakfast. Oh, yeah. So already lined up in Kent's leading social media expert, Zoe Cairns and Emma Wood. Although I don't think Zoe is. We had this laugh last week, and I don't think she is. It's Denise, if I remember. Denise Wilton is. So if you think, do you know what? That really sounds amazing to me. It's the Wealden Business Group Open Day. Email the secretary, which is dbateman@hotmail.co.uk. Or here's the telephone number. Get ready. I love saying telephone numbers out on. I do. I just think feel like I'm really professional.
Go for it.
Are you ready?
While you're doing that, I'll just make sure that Anne's there. Are you there, Anne?
I'm here.
Fantastic. Brilliant. We'll be with you in just a second. No, go.
So here's the telephone number that you need to go. 07958612937.
Fantastic. Thank you, Bird. I'm sorry about that. We had loads of issues with our telephone there, but we seem to have got you now. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker, Mr. Anne Pham Vu of UNI. Hello, Anne. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. And you?
I'm really well, thanks. Now I've got you on the phone, I'm much happier now. we were getting quite stressed about that, but we've got there now. So why don't you kick off by telling us a bit about you, your background and your organization?
So very shortly, I grew up in actually in Europe, Vietnamese, Czech Republic, Spain, France, Germany, and actually landed in the UK, so really international.
Wow.
I've spent all my life in finance and decided that after many years of finance that there's something else than just money, and I decided to quit my job in, you know, well-paid finance 3 years ago to create UNI. UNI is a company allowed to help small businesses, like when we started out, to go online and get new customers. And we want to really help the small people because a lot of the businesses do not get the right attention from the big players.
Sure.
And that's what we do.
Fantastic. That's good. That's interesting. We have a little bit. You've got a far more international background than me, but I used to work in the city as well. I think you did some work at Goldman Sachs at one stage.
Yes, at one stage,
yeah. Yeah, I worked for Goldman Sachs for a few years as well. So, yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from. Eventually you go, don't want to do this anymore. I want a life. So tell us about UNI. As you just expressed it there about helping small and new and startup and micro businesses get online, it's interesting, isn't it? As digital has developed, and this is my opinion, I'm kind of putting this to you, although all of us have websites, for a lot of businesses now, a website really doesn't do everything for them. And the cost of having a big website right up front can be quite difficult. So I guess that's somewhere where you help out. Is that right?
I think it's music to my ears that you mentioned that, because actually there's still a misconception that there's a lot of people who have websites.
Mm.
Actually, according to our data, 90% of small businesses don't have websites.
Absolutely.
Still today,
yeah.
Because the cost to get a website, as you mentioned very correctly, is very, very, very expensive.
Yep.
So what is happening is that most of the businesses, what alternatives do they have? They can go to Do Yourself, which is Wix, which is quite confusing, or you can basically go to an agency and have it done, and it will cost you minimum £500, sometimes a couple of £1,000.
Yep.
So what we do at UNI is really quite revolutionary. What we do is we pre-build actually the websites for a lot of our customers.
Right.
So what we do is we have a lot of people walking around the streets, visit small businesses, we collect the data, we engage with the businesses, then we build their websites before even they're our customers, and then we call them up and show them actually a ready-made product. And the good news for that is there's no upfront cost. What we help do is we charge only £1 a day, and there's no long-term contracts. You can walk away at any moment you want.
Right.
So it's really pre-building it. So you don't have to think about it. You don't have to spend the time and knowledge to how to build a website. It's a simple site. Two, you have no upfront costs. There's no expensive things to build, £1 a day. And at the end of the day, you can walk out the door whenever you want. That's our basic product we have in terms of websites. Additionally on that, and of course you need to understand that sometimes customers need more than just a website, we also run digital marketing.
Right.
You should know that most of digital agencies will not work with you if you don't spend at least $5,000 to $10,000 per month, which is way too much. Mm. Most of the clients that we work with spend $100, $200, maybe $300 a month, which is really not very interesting for a lot of agencies, and they charge very high prices.
Mm.
That's what we focus on to help small businesses, because this is the guys who need it.
I love that. I love the website concept, because having been involved, I'm heavily involved in digital myself, and I have another number of digital businesses. And with small businesses, the thing that you find all the time when somebody comes for their first website is they haven't got a clue what they want. They don't understand the ramifications of what they ask for quite often. And you design something for them, and then when they see it, they go, oh, I don't like that at all. So you've kind of taken that process completely away from them, and developed them something, showed it to them, and then they either buy it or they don't on a daily basis. I love that. That's a fantastic concept. How did you come up with that as a concept?
Well, the biggest problem that I when I went out myself to you know, when I left my cozy finance job, I had to think about how do I create my own website. And I figured that the most important thing is not money. I mean, of course, a lot of small businesses don't have the money.
Sure.
But the biggest issue is, as you mentioned, what I don't know what I want. And if I don't know what I want, I don't know what to create. I don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
So what we do is we really think about it as elevating, very accelerating the business's ability going from nothing, not having absolutely nothing, to something that is decent.
Yep.
If they then at one point want to have something else, they can always go and create their own website themselves or go to a bigger agency. But we really focus on the small guys. 90%, I really repeat that number, 90% of businesses in Europe, small businesses, have no website.
I know, it's incredible, isn't it? It's incredible when you think about the number of websites there are. But I have seen that statistic myself, so I know that it is a legitimate statistic. And I'm heavily involved with the Federation of Small Business, and they have a big thing at the moment about the lack of digital engagement amongst small businesses. So you're absolutely right.
And also the other thing that I focus on is cost, because as you can imagine, a small business, you don't have a lot of money.
Sure.
And you don't know whether, you know, most of the people are people who kind of think it could be useful, but they don't want to make a big investment. So for us, it's really how can we very cheaply get them online, get them trying to get the benefits online, and it's not for everybody. I don't believe that everybody needs a perfect website.
Sure.
And it's really about getting the right size of the website for the right kind of business you need. Small business doesn't need a very complex website. They shouldn't pay upfront £5,000 for that.
Absolutely.
They will never use it.
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. I mean, the businesses that I know, and I work with a lot of startup businesses, as you say, they don't know what they want. And also, of course, their needs change rapidly. If they're successful and they start to grow, then they completely need to change. So you could spend an awful lot of money redeveloping websites and never really coming up with what you want. Because it's just a process that keeps on going. So, you know.
Is that phrase? So you're building the aircraft as you're flying the aircraft.
Yeah, exactly.
In the early days of a startup.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's a fantastic idea and a fantastic concept. And then you've moved beyond that and you're starting to help people with their digital engagement. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes. So basically, as I mentioned before, we help people to do also digital marketing. And as you can imagine, that's even more confusing. When I started looking at Google AdWords or Facebook advertising, there's so many menus and there's so many explanations. Also, every 3 months, there's changes in different parameters. And a lot of businesses who tried actually lost a lot of money if they did it themselves, or they went to small agencies and they would charge them really, really big horrendous fees. You start to make really, it starts to work really well when you spend like $10,000, maybe $15,000 a month, which small business cannot do. So what we have done is we have, you know, a lot of help from former Google engineers to develop our platform. We have started working with Google to actually get a lot of benefits to automate, and we've built an automated solution that helps small businesses to be able to do it. So our offer is very simple. Instead of talking about AdWords or Facebook, we basically charge a subscription fee. So we charge our basic package is £125 per month, and it goes up to £325 per month. And depending on your sector, you will be promised how many leads you'll get. How we get the leads and how do we use, I would call this sausage making, is our problem. All we do is we deliver that lead. So
fantastic.
As an example, a dentist for a package of £125 per month would get 5 leads. And how do we make sure that the dentist knows it comes from us? The way we work is we have a call tracking number, which is our dedicated number for each client.
Right.
Whenever a business, an end user calls that number will be, there was a whisper, they will be saying, this lead was delivered by you and I, and there's also an SMS, an email sent to the client reminding him that this user had called. Sometimes, don't forget, some of the customers we have are professional providers, for example, plumbers, for example, removals, they're on their jobs. And based on our sales statistics, we see that 70% of the calls are missed because they're on their job. This is what they do for their living. We send actually an SMS and email behind to ensure that they call the clients back so that they don't lose that lead. So that's very simple what we do in a nutshell.
Yeah, absolutely right about leads. I happen to own a website that sells cars on behalf of car dealers and stuff, and we can track how many people make an inquiry about the car And we can also track how many people don't do anything about it, which is incredibly frustrating. So I totally get what you're saying, Anne. It's a really interesting way of doing it and making sure that people leverage what's going on. Oh, I like it. So how long has you and I been going?
So we've been around. So I've been working on this for about 3 years. Mm. We have incorporated about a little bit over 2.5 years ago. We have about 60 people all sitting in Europe. We have already built 220,000 websites.
Say that again. How many?
220,000 across Europe. Wow. But we have, you know, we have spent a lot of time to pre-build. You know, the concept I mentioned to you, where we go and visit actually the businesses and then pre-build their sites. We've done it incredibly cheap because this is what we built the machine. And we've done it for 220,000 businesses already.
Wow.
And, of course, we haven't sold all of them. They're not all our clients.
Right.
And we are, you know, we are pushing forward. The idea is that soon we will have more than 1 million sites on our platform, and any business can go to our site, www.uni.com, and find the business and sign up directly.
Fantastic.
Everything has been done for you. The key concept is here, we're addressing a not very tech-savvy businesses that need help. So we want to do everything boarded and have their website within minutes. If it had been built by us, you should be on board after you paid immediately.
That's fantastic. Cool. So we could talk to you about this forever because it's a fantastic concept. Sadly, we're running out of time, Anne. Give us another shout out for your website and your Twitter handle so people can find out more about you and can sign up if they need to.
Yes, visit us on www.uni.com. Right. And you should look into, if you want to call because you're not so modern, you can call 0208-06-88-975. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. And thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. A real pleasure to talk to you. And we wish you much and continued success with your fantastic business. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. That was Anne.
How interesting.
Very interesting. Of you and I. Just so that you know, you and I is spelled E-U-N-I. U-E-N-I, sorry. Yeah. U-E-N-I, you and I, .com. And U-E-N-I-L-T-D is their Twitter handle. So
very
do check that in.
Subject.
It's a clever concept, isn't it?
Yeah, clever concept. And I've just looked on their website
now. It shows you how providing a solution to a problem is the answer. Yeah,
it's the only way.
It is, isn't it? But it's amazing how many people will look at the problem and then try and fix it in a way that suits them. You know, so I see hundreds and hundreds of small businesses that either haven't got or can't afford a website or don't know what to do with a website.
Yes.
And then web agencies go, oh, you know, come and talk to us and we'll design it for you. And then the web agency moans like mad when they're halfway through the wireframe and they go, oh, can I have a call button on it? And they go, oh, for goodness sake, you didn't ask for that up front. Well, I didn't know I could have it. Yeah.
And also, and I can remember years and years ago, I mean, I think I've had about 6 different websites now. And I can remember, so, you know, thinking, right, I've really got to invest. Now I'm going to, I love this phrase, the next level.
Yeah.
And you think, right, here I go. I'm going to go and spend $5,000 now on a website. And they'll go, right, what do you want it to be? And I'm like, I thought that was your job.
Mm.
You know, I've come to you for a website and actually I don't know what I want. You tell me what I should have, what's on trend. And they'll go, well, what do you want? And it's chicken and egg. I don't know what
exactly, and that's exactly what they've done.
Yeah.
They've actually designed your website before you've even asked for it. That's the that's the really clever thing. They've come along and they've gone, right, we're going to target Mark here. You know, he's a marketing consultant, so we're going to write a template for a website for a marketing consultant, and then we're going to show it to Mark, and he's going to go, yeah, wow, how much is that? And they go, £1.
Yes.
it's a no-brainer.
Yes. For me, I mean, it's you know, from a language background, 220 websites across Europe, 220,000 websites across Europe. And we're talking about localization. So a lot of these small businesses across Europe, I'd be interested to find out which languages he was actually going into. Because, you know, in the UK, we have quite a big sort of digital penetration. But actually in some of the other countries in Europe, there's less digital penetration. So, you know, Slovakian or Polish or Ukrainian or Russian or, you know, it's quite interesting.
It's interesting. Some years ago, it's funny that you said that. Some years ago, I've got to be careful here because there's some NDA bits in here. But I was approached by a very well-known organisation to do jobs in Switzerland.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I started researching the market. And, of course, you had to do it in English and French and Italian and German and Schwisch and some forms of Austrian and some obscure dialect from some canton up a mountain. And eventually the cost of actually doing it in all of those languages for the size of market it was quite prohibitive. So I said, can we just do it in English?
I worked on a disastrous project. I was general manager, but I was brought in way too late for a disastrous project in Karachi, which was setting up a version of the Yellow Pages in the first dot-com boom. But it was only in English, not in Urdu at the time.
I
just couldn't do it in Urdu.
It's funny, isn't it? You know, we don't think about that. Being an international language with English and, you know, the Americans and us dominating the web, you just don't think about those kind of ramifications, but they do exist. Yeah.
Interesting. I could talk about that all the time.
It's a great concept, isn't it? Yeah. It's a really great concept. And it is the ultimate providing a solution. You know, so many people say we're a solutions company, but they're not really. No. They really are. They really have got a solution because they thought through what the actual problem is for their target market.
Yeah.
And they've nailed it because it's absolutely their analysis is absolutely correct.
That's and actually, exactly it's what not the what they believe to be true. It's what impact the customer wants to actually have at the end of it. Yeah. So simple. Love it.
Yep. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Let's get on with some tweets. We've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Athelbray.
Again?
Yeah. And they say, Vanilla Web, could we have a shout-out, please, as it's our 19th birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Athelbray.
We're going to sing. No, we're not.
Yeah.
Let's not sing.
Off you go, Mark.
No, thanks.
Yeah, we wanted to say a huge thank you to our fabulous trainers who deliver excellence every day. And they've put a lovely big gold star with great job on it. So many congratulations to Athelbray. That is some achievement.
Yeah.
19 years. Hopefully next year. With the 20th.
What are we going
to
do?
We're going to have a big party.
Exactly.
Yeah. But fantastic achievement. Well done to all of you there. And I know that you have a fabulous reputation in the market and that's really what makes it count.
I'm feeling so sorry for little Pep at the minute.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's the matter, Sherry?
Bless her. She's had a terrible dream last night that we were cancelling the Business Bunker show.
Really?
Seriously.
Oh, don't worry, Sherry, we're not.
Tell me it was just a nightmare. Yes, it was, my lover. There you go. Look, what's
You're
the matter
You're doing it again.
Me?
You're doing
what
it again.
What's the matter with me? Yes, it was. It was not true at all. If anything, we're going to the next level. We're going global. We are global.
Well, we are. Funnily enough, I've got a tweet here from Bibi Baskin.
Okay,
and BB is a TV presenter in Ireland, but she's I don't know how you do this. She's part Irish and part Indian, so I would have said Anglo-Indian, but of course she's not Anglo, she's Irish. And today is Indian Independence Day.
Oh yes.
So a big shout out for all of our friends in India.
It is
celebrating Independence Day.
Yeah. Do you remember Harry Singer was on with me a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
And he's over in India at the minute doing a youth leadership summit, and he's got the most amazing photos of India at the moment, and so he wishes them a great day as well.
And it was Pakistan yesterday.
It was.
Of course, we've got Ishin.
Yes.
How did you celebrate?
Well, I spent it with the family.
Did you?
My dad, obviously, I didn't really grow up in Pakistan, but he did, obviously, and it's obviously very close to his heart. So you can see it's brimming with light on that day.
Oh, how wonderful! What a beautiful way of putting it.
Mm, absolutely, we're going to talk to Ish in a minute.
We are.
Look forward to it.
Yeah. Well, I talk to Ish in the second part when we talk to Mark. Actually,
we're
saving it all up.
Spitfires, tanks. Tigers at the Headcorn this August. Have you heard about this?
I have. Go for it.
So Kent's only military vehicle and air show event will be returning to Headcorn Aerodrome on Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of August. Now that's this weekend, isn't it? That's this weekend coming up. It is. So this combined ops military and air show is a unique event. The show is in its 9th year, so they are welcoming the Tigers parachutists from Kent, based at the Princesses of Wales Royal Regiment's parachute display team. Love things like this. So when is it? It is Saturday the 19th, Sunday the 20th. It's a great event that takes place at Headcorn Aerodrome, and that's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now you can book it book tickets online, which is headcornevents.co.uk. Oh, guess what? There's a telephone number. It is.
You like telephone numbers.
07769 683 345.
I got it.
What?
The number. I got it. I wrote it down when he said it.
That's because I love doing numbers.
You do love doing numbers, my lover. Don't you?
Oh, my God. What is wrong with me today? Oh, my days.
I have an explanation, but I'm not going to say it.
Don't you dare.
No, I won't. Did you see Amanda and I spent a fabulous day two Fridays ago at Biggin Hill at the Heritage Hangar?
And she had the interviews on Extra, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And we interviewed the Spitfire crews there, and we spent a day with the Spitfires. Absolutely fabulous. Really, really. It really was an interesting day. Well, you do get along there and check it out. If you can't, you can go up in a Spitfire for the measly price of $2,500. But if you can't afford that, just going to the museum and looking around the planes and talking to the engineers and the pilots is really, really good fun. We got three great interviews out of that. I think Amanda's doing it either this week or next week.
She did it last week, and she's going to be doing it this week.
Yeah.
It's so great that they keep them flying. You know,
absolutely.
Living in Deal and on the, you know, that sort of extreme Kent coast, we see Hurricanes and Spitfires over. When they had the Royal Marines band concert last month, we had a fly past.
Yeah, it was absolutely. There's only 50 left in the world, and they've got a lot of them there, not just their own. They maintain them for collectors and things like that.
Didn't you try to get a flight?
I did try to blag a flight. They let me sit in the Spitfire, and because I was I'm quite big, and it's actually a very compact fit in there, and I was saying it's almost a bit claustrophobic. And they said, well, shut the canopy then, which they don't normally allow you to do. So they shut the canopy over me as well. And it was really good fun. I was pressing the fire button and everything. And they had to come and get me out.
What does it take to get a flight?
Money.
Do you have to pay?
You have to pay, basically, yeah. And it's not, that's not unreasonable, because it costs a lot of money to put one of those things in the air and to keep it there and to maintain it. And, of course, they've what they've done is they've got a couple of adapted Spitfires that were adapted for training purposes, which is how they take you up. Absolutely fantastic experience. But just even seeing and hearing the aircraft was just something else. So anyway, get along to Headcorn and see the fly pass and stuff like that. Yeah, it'd be good. I've had a tweet from Jason Allen Sway.
Oh, yeah.
And he's doing a truck pull on Sunday.
A what?
A truck pull.
He's doing it?
He's doing it, yeah.
What, he's pulling it himself?
Yeah. You know Jason, singer. Yeah. Jason's a singer.
Yes, I do.
He's a really good crooner, if he doesn't mind me saying that. He's a very good singer. But he's doing a charity truck pull on Sunday. He's raising money for, wait for this, Ronald McDonald House Charities on Just Giving. So do support that. Do follow him. Jason Allen Sway. That's A-L-L-E-N-S-W-A-Y. Jason Allen Sway on the Twitter.
Cool.
Yeah. Support that.
Innovation Tribe. Have you seen what they've put? What a horrible day. I suggest hunker with the bunker at 1 o'clock. What is this going on?
Oh, poetry.
Today?
We like it. Hunkering with the bunker.
I'm sure they just like my accent. So.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I love it.
Cool. Right.
Are you ready?
Channel Radio News Update.
It's that time in the show, for the first time ever, when we're going to do the FSB, Federation of Small Business, News Roundup. There's an FSB Connect networking event in Maidstone on Wednesday the 13th of September from 5:30 in the evening till 7. And it's taking place at the Metro Bank store. That's at 10 Week Street. It's on the corner next door to Burger King, just those of you that don't know Maidstone. And it's one of their big flagship stores of the Metro Bank. Your opportunity to join the FSB Connect networking and effectively develop and grow your business through our national network of events. There's a monthly Maidstone events. It's relaxed networking with like-minded business owners. And at this particular event, there's a speaker who is Tracy McRoberts from T4C, and she will explain how to obtain grants to improve efficiency in your business. If you want to book any of the things that we're going to talk about today, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/events2017, you will see all of the events for the FSB there.
Women in Business Brunch, Tunbridge Wells, Tuesday the 26th of September from 10 until 11 at the Beacon Rost Hall, Tunbridge Wells. Go and check them out on Business Radio, so kentbusinessradio.co.uk, events 2017.
Is that at the Beacon?
Yeah.
Have you been to the Beacon?
No.
It's absolutely gorgeous. It is absolutely stunning.
Really?
It overlooks the whole of Tunbridge Wells. It's a stunning location and a fantastic bar and restaurant. Just go there just to go
Can
to
I
the
be
Beacon.
Really honest.
Yeah.
Tunbridge Wells for me is so hard. It's a nightmare.
It is from East Kent to Tunbridge Wells.
I'd rather go to London. That sounds really weird, but it's much easier. Sorry, Tunbridge Wells,
but
it's true.
No, no.
It's a lovely place, though.
It's beautiful.
It is. But
all other cities you should go to.
So I was going to offer to take you for dinner there, Bird, but seeing as you don't like it, I'm not going to now. No.
Bird, you mean?
No.
Skills 3030 Network and Inspire the Next Generation. Wednesday the 20th of September from 1 till 4, Longfield Academy at Dartford. Go on to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, events 2017.
Yeah, come along to that. We want employers. We're going to do it in the afternoon for a change. We normally do them in the morning. We're doing them in the afternoon. Basically, we want 25 to 30 employers to come and meet A-level students. It's fabulous. We've done about 20 of these now, and they're always great, great fun. The students are really interesting. They're really keen to learn. They want to hear from businesses about what businesses want. Students are told what the government wants and what teachers want and what universities want, but they're never told what businesses want, and that's a bit more important. So it's your chance to come and influence them, tell them what you want from people coming into the workforce, and to promote your businesses and tell people why they should work. There's some really talented youngsters there as well. Do come along.
Love it. Women in Business Brunch again. Sevenoaks. This is 9:30 till 11:30. King's Head. Again, go on to kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Events 2017.
Cool. Do you have employees under the age of 25? The Royal College of Speech and Language Therapists and ICANN are surveying employers to find out about the communication skills of young people in the workplace. The results will help to inform BRCO, 10 years on, an independent review of provision for children with speech, language and communication needs in England. If you employ someone under the age of 25, please complete the survey. If you have any questions, please contact Annie Peat, P-E-A-T-E, at the Federation of Small Business. It's a really interesting concept, this. As you know, I'm the president of the Kent Deaf Children's Society, and one of the issues we face is with language and communication skills, because a lot of deafness isn't identified until fairly long, too late, and therefore
the language acquisition is delayed, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad you said that. I was looking for the words. Thank you, Mark. Yeah, their language acquisition is delayed, and therefore that causes them some issues. And obviously, deafness in itself has language and communication issues. So really important. If you employ people, they'd like you to do the survey, so please do that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Cool. Here we go, Mark. Slope Off Friday. Hurrah!
It's not all about drinking.
Yes, it is.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm not saying anything.
It is actually nice food and good business networking.
So you've said.
He's trying hard, isn't he? He's trying hard.
I'm not getting involved, Mr. Andrews. Not getting involved. Empire Room at Ramsgate. Relax lunch with local business owners to book. Email andrew.knott@fsb.org.uk and reserve your place soon, because places go fast and I wonder why.
Absolutely, yeah. It's the reprobates day out, that is.
Yeah.
Calling all entrepreneurs with disabilities. Are you an entrepreneur with a disability? Have you got experience of helping members of staff with disabilities or taking on new employees with a disability? If so, we'd like to hear from you. If you could please get in touch with David Moore Crouch at the Federation of Small Business. You can get in touch with all these people by going to the website, fsb.org.uk, and then you can find all the contact details there. The FSB, we're doing quite a lot of work with disabilities and supported needs, and we're working in conjunction with the KSE, which is the Kent County Council, Kent Supported Employment Group. We did a seminar at the beginning of this year with them, and we're finding some really interesting feedback on employing people with supported needs in a whole range of different things, from autism, dementia, Asperger's, through to physical disabilities. And there's a lot of help for employers out there in doing this, and a lot of support. But it's more than anything, there's a lot of talent. there's a lot of untapped talent amongst people with supported needs. And we were really pleased when we ran an event at County Hall back in January. We had 50 employers turn up. And I know for a fact at least five of those employers have employed people with supported needs since then, very happily and very successfully.
And actually, you know, it's not just one way. Yeah. I learned so much from Jack. He's my greatest teacher.
Yeah.
And this is what you usually find, that when somebody has a disability, they have so much wisdom to share.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it is transactional. It isn't just one way.
No, absolutely it isn't. And one of the things we did at the day that we staged is we had a lot of the employees that had been employed came and gave talks. Or networked about their experiences in work. And it was a real eye-opener. The talent and ability, and as Bird says, the wisdom of these people was unbelievable. And I think that's what blew a lot of the employers away. They just hadn't thought about it from that point of view. Mm. So good stuff. Have you got anything else?
No, we're done.
I think we're done. I think that's it.
Channel Radio News Update.
Isn't it brilliant when the production of this show just kind of falls together seamlessly? Yeah, and
anybody would think that we have absolutely put this together.
That we planned it at all.
We are consummate professionals.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, from arriving here this morning.
Yeah.
At the mansion
and how it all flowed.
How it all flowed.
Hung together and how it all happened. We spent weeks on this.
It's my first taste of a live broadcast, and I have to say I'm thoroughly impressed.
So. Are you? Well,
he just wants a job. That's all he does.
Yeah.
Nice try.
Is he schmoozing us?
He wants to come on my show tomorrow and everything. Yeah,
we're not going to get rid of him now. He's going to stay here. Yeah.
You invited me.
Yeah, exactly, that's true. Cool. Dragon Co-working have tweeted about the BTA brunch time, a different way to start your day. And looking at the photograph, it involves Ross Cowan because he's in the photograph. That's how I knew. BTA brunch time, do you find that your energy starts to drop after lunch? Mine doesn't even pick up.
No, because you have a peak performance strategist, you don't have that problem.
That's true.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you.
Pleasure.
But if you don't have Bird on hand, you could go along to Dragon's Co-working in Rochester.
That's not what he wanted to hear.
No, it wasn't.
It was good business for me.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Have you seen that the Organic Sisters? Now, this really intrigues me, and you're going to go, Bird, what are you like? But have you heard of a golden beetroot?
Yes, I have, actually.
Okay, they're sweeter and less earthy
than
purple ones.
I've actually eaten a golden beetroot, yeah.
I'm not a lover of beetroots. It's really funny because, I don't know if you know, but beetroots got really, really popular, and it's supposed to really increase your oxygenation, so it helped with training.
Put it in a smoothie.
It tastes disgusting. I can't put it in a smoothie with lots of other ingredients.
It's great.
But I couldn't bear it. And I really got into having concentrated beetroot juice to make me fly up hills on my bike.
You're making the mistake of putting the vinegar beetroot in.
No, honestly, I tell you, I was drinking this beetroot juice. It was awful. So I'm excited about it now.
You're going to try golden beetroot?
Yeah, not
from
purple.
From Riverford Organic.
Yeah, the Organic Sisters.
Caroline and Liz. Nice one. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to join the newsroom. That's what we're going to do. And then we'll be back shortly after that to hear from our two guests.
Channel Radio News Update.
Plans for a transitional customs deal between the UK and the EU have been called a fantasy. That from the EU Brexit coordinator. The government's published its future partnership paper. They want to be able to discuss trade deals outside the union.